It's been 1 year since a white supremacist opened fire, killing 6 people and injuring several others at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin in Oak Creek. Last night, as many as 1,000 people gathered to honor the victims of the temple shooting, as well as other mass shootings across the country. WUWM's Latoya Dennis was there and joins us this morning. Good morning, Latoya.
Hi, Bob.
So, what was the mood like last night?
I guess the best way to describe it would be somber yet welcoming. Some of the more touching moments came when we heard from the families of the 6 shooting victims. At one point, 2 adolescent children of one of the men killed recounted their father ushering them into the basement to hide when they heard shots. They later talked about coming upstairs, only to find their father, who suffered a gunshot wound to the eye, lying lifeless on the ground along with many others. When one of the children spoke of his injuries, there was an audible gasp from the people sitting next to me. It was hard to listen to, but I can't imagine what it was like to witness that.
Did we hear about any of the survivors, anyone who was shot but lived?
Yes, the family of Baba Punjab Singh, who we hadn't heard much from until last night, gave a bit of insight into his life. Ruvdeer Singh is one of his sons.
My fondest memory of my father was when he went to preach in villages in India. He observed how poor they were and that they couldn't afford the fee for school to educate their children. The money he earned, he would send to me, give to the families personally so their children could enroll in school.
Baba Punjab Singh remains in a rehabilitation center, unable to speak. When all was said and done, the family only asked for one thing, and that's that people continue to pray for their father. Amardeep Kalika is one of the sons of the temple president who was also killed that day.
When people go to pray on a Sunday and then are murdered, something is wrong in our country. When people go to a theater and are murdered, something is wrong with our country. When children go to school and are murdered and are less than 10 years old, something is wrong with our planet.
Kalika pleaded for gun law changes.
75 to 80% of all Americans believe everybody should have a background check. Yet when the Senate, when the Congress, when people in Washington, D.C. want to take a vote on it, they vote that we shouldn't do it. We need you guys to talk to your local representatives. We need you guys to go out there and commit to something about background checks and assault rifles and other things.
Kalika just alluded to other mass shootings that happened within the last year. Did that play a role in the vigil, Latoya?
A very large one, as a matter of fact. Carly Soto was the sister of one of the Sandy Hook victims.
My older sister and best friend, Victoria, was shot and killed in her first grade classroom at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. My sister is more than just a statistic, a number, a name. My sister is Victoria Soto, a teacher who died protecting her kids.
She went on to talk about how victims of gun violence will and forever be united.
Well, Latoya, I understand that people attended this event from around the U.S.
That's true. You know, walking through the parking lot, there were license plates from Texas and New York and Illinois. There were people from Washington, D.C., and I'm sure of a number of other states. It was very clear that this vigil wasn't just about 6. It opened and closed with the reading of names of people who were killed by guns since Sandy Hook. And that was nearly 8 months ago.
Antita Archuleta, age 20, killed with a gun on December 14th, 2012, in Westminster, Colorado. Jesse Lewis, age 6, killed with a gun on December 14th, 2012, in Newtown, Connecticut.
Since Newtown, more than 6,837 people have been killed with guns.
Latoya, thanks for that report.
Thank you, Bob.
Latoya Dennis at the ceremony last night in Oak Creek.